Palestinian officials have rejected Israel's moves in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds, saying that Tel Aviv should lift all restrictions on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound.
We hold the Israeli government, the de facto occupation power, the full responsibility for any harm to Al-Aqsa Mosque. We expect the brothers in Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan to supply us with all of the details. Until now, the details haven't reached us.
Early on Tuesday, Israeli officials removed the metal detectors that had been installed in and around Al-Aqsa Mosque, only to replace them with smart cameras at the holy site. The Israeli Security Cabinet made their decision following talks between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Jordan's King Abdullah, who is the official custodian of the Haram al-Sharif Mosque. Meanwhile, Muslim clerics who oversee the holy site told Palestinians to keep away from the mosque as long as the cameras remain in place.
The religious leaders designate the Waqf in Jerusalem to send a crew to make an initial report about the situation inside and outside the blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque to evaluate the aggression that took place. According to the report, we will make the suitable decision. Therefore, we say to all of the Palestinian people, we will keep praying near the gates of Al-Aqsa Mosque and we will keep praying at the yards and the streets of Jerusalem until we make the decision to enter Al-Aqsa Mosque to pray according to the circumstances.
Israel's decision to install metal detectors in and around the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound triggered a fresh wave of violence in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. The unrest took the lives of four Palestinians and three Israelis on Friday and Saturday. In reaction to the events, the clerical body that runs the Islamic sites in the compound decided to boycott daily prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and told worshippers to pray in nearby streets.